Okay,
I
great.
let you, I let Roder in.
Oh,
It was yours, so.
Yeah, when I said I hadn't showed up yet, I've got to have my note taker.
All right, here we go. We'll start. I'll start letting them in if you guys want to focus on whatever.
Cool.
Recording in progress.
All right, we'll wait for the ones. We'll wait for everybody to come in. And we'll put it on speaker view. Ooh, you're featured. All right, let's make sure that everybody is still trying to connect to audio. Hey, Robert.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. That camera go.
Here
we go.
Hey.
Hello from Montreal.
Hey.
Okay, we'll get the party started, and I'm sure more people are going to trickle in as we go. I'm Nicole Donnelly, and I've got a marketing called AI Smart Marketing, and we've been using AI for 8 years, and we want to feature our EO friends on these Zooms who are doing really cool things in AI. And Nathan was posting about what he's up to in customer service, and a lot of people seemed interested. So he's going to give us a sneak peek inside of Caffeinated CX, which is an AI customer support tool. He previously founded Sourcify, the fastest growing product sourcing platform that helps hundreds of companies manufacture products around the world. In the past, Nathan has brought dozens of products to market, ran 3 e-commerce companies, sold one, and has been a part of projects on Kickstarter, raising over 7 figures. I feel like you would get a whole session worth of questions out of that too. Nathan writes for business media outlets like Entrepreneur, NextWeb,
Business.com.
Oh, there we go. Thanks. And can also be seen on CNBC. Nathan used to live in China and speaks Mandarin fluently. And when he's not traveling or selling software, he can be found mountain biking, sailing, skiing, fishing, or hiking. So Nathan's joining us from Utah today to talk about how he's using AI to help expedite customer service responses, and might touch on some SEO as well. So I will let you take it from here.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nicole, and thank you everyone for joining. And I can kind of just start with a brief introduction on, you know, my background and how I got into this. As Nicole mentioned, I founded Sourcify, which is a B2B supply chain software for offices in Asia. And so, you know, I originally got my start as an entrepreneur helping other businesses source products. And, you know, like many businesses, support for us in Q3 and Q4 was pretty crazy. And Sourcify actually went through Y Combinator. And so we had early access to OpenAI. For those that don't know Y Combinator, it's like the startup accelerator program that's, you know, been the first investor in like Dropbox and Airbnb and Stripe and a lot of, you know, just incredible startups. And so OpenAI is founded and led by Sam Altman, who was the CEO of Y Combinator at the time. And so we got early access to GPT-3. And so at the time, we were running support on Zendesk, and I built like a simple, you know, kind of plug-in for our, you know, customer support tickets to basically be like responded to by GPT-3. And it just helped our team work so much more efficiently. And so when I sold Sourcify, I just became really interested in AI and how fast it's moving. And so I use AI like in every aspect of my business right now, from SEO to sales to support. I mean, you name it. But I think a lot of businesses, you know, basically have like ebbs and flows of support tickets, and it's really hard to augment your team based on, you know, an increased number of support tickets without, you know, sacrificing response times. And so I think that's really kind of the key of where AI can come in to improve full resolution times. And really, I think that's like the goal is how do you, you know, evolve and, you know, enable AI to be a driver and support and superpower your team. Cause I think at least the way that I look at AI is more so around, superpowering your team, not necessarily replacing your team. But I want to make this as interactive as possible. So like maybe in the chat, if people can, you know, answer like what kind of support team do they have right now? What like software or support desk are you on? Would there be like Freshdesk or Zoho Desk or Zendesk? I mean, there's so many of them. And everyone is like really trying to push the ball forward. So it's pretty cool to see kind of what, software everyone uses within the industry. So, you know, basically to develop Caffeinated CX, we took an approach of both fine tuning and prompt engineering. And so fine tuning is basically how do you, you know, fine tune a model based on a company's rule set and guidelines. Like when you onboard a new support rep, what, you know, knowledge center do you use to get them up to speed? And that I think really is the key. But you know, at the end of the day, the more context that you can give AI, the more powerful it's gonna you know, respond. And so, you know, for us, we focus on these core aspects in terms of auto-filling responses for your reps, taking notes, summarizing tickets. I mean, I don't want to kind of go over our feature list, but what I do want to do is really dive into like tools that I've used from an AI perspective to grow Caffeinated and grow some of my other businesses. So like lately this tool Byword.ai has blown my mind. I'll just give an example real quick of like, what's like a keyword that someone, you know, that's tuning in would want to rank for on Google. Like maybe, I don't know, like what kind of keyword your business would go after. But what was that?
AI for marketing.
Okay. So AI for marketing. So what this tool does is like literally not only generates the articles, but also can publish them on your like CMS, whether it be WordPress or Webflow or whatever it may be. And so you could come in, I guess you can make them sign up, but I'll sign up real quick. Okay. All right, let's see. The article is generating. I think it might generate without me signing up, but I can also log in because I've got an account. And so, you know, basically what this tool does is just automatically generates an article based on, you know, your website. And it's like just pretty incredible to see. I'll just jump to the case study of what they have, but basically there's a company Casual, that literally grew to 750 sessions per month using Byword. And all they did is basically publish like a ton of articles. So over the course of 6 months, they published, just a bunch of articles, grew to over 750,000 organic sessions. And, you know, we can kind of dive into their high level strategy of how they did this, but it's similar to the approach you would take with SEO in general. But I think what's crazy about Byword is it basically takes the whole approach that you would take like with your kind of SEO, team or agency that you work with and structure campaigns around that to really understand like how to keywords, like how to calculate, you know, EBITDA and QuickBooks, stuff like that. And, you know, basically really get specific around keywords, but it's pretty crazy because this tool is not just like a Jasper or like writing articles for you. It's actually basically doing like the whole SEO strategy for you, which has been, pretty insane in my mind. I mean, I've used them on one of my websites and it's, you know, starting to pay off. I think right now there's this whole question of like, is Google going to penalize AI written articles? And you know, so far we haven't really seen that to be the case with Byword.ai. But, you know, eventually it could potentially, you know, hurt you in some sense, but you can always use tools to check, like, what's the, you know, validity of this article being written by AI or not. So this has been one of my, you know, kind of favorite tools lately to utilize. Another one that my, sales team is using is Lavender.ai. I don't know how many people have heard of Lavender. but basically what Lavender does is come in and I'm not associated with like any of these tools like Byword or Lavender. The only one I'm associated with is Caffeinated, but these are tools that we're using at Caffeinated to just improve our process so much. And so Lavender is basically a, you know, tool to judge how your emails are in terms of personalization. So it enables your team to just write and generate a lot more accurate and captivating emails. So, you know, we can kind of listen to this just briefly.
Oh, we can't hear.
Oh, you can't hear. Okay. Well, I check out Lavender. I think it's really cool. It's helped our team quite a bit. Another one that we've been using, which is pretty neat, is Instantly.ai. So with Instantly, I guess the question for the audience is how many people are using like cold outbound, like people send cold outbound emails? And if so, like what is their approach to that? What's cool about Instantly and how it's worked for us is basically like the hardest part, I think, of cold outbound is warming up the domains and getting those emails to work. And so Instantly AI actually warms up those emails for you and then can really ensure that your like percent of emails that land in the inbox is very high. And so you can warm up, you know, as many emails as you want, which is pretty cool. So you use like a bunch of different domains and warm up your emails. And it's worked pretty well for us. I mean, obviously with outbound, your conversion rate's going to be much lower, but you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, you can still get some pretty good sales with it. And it's just been a super easy system for our team to, you know, kick off, an outbound strategy. So right now we send about 5,000 emails a week. And our process is pretty simple. Like we go to Apollo or like, Zen Leads. There's a bunch of resources to get, you know, leads. And you pull that list, you verify them with like a site like Never Bounce or a lead verification tool. And then you upload them into Instantly. And then you can have, let's say, like 5 domains. And so each domain is sending like 1,000 emails a week. And your open rate and conversion rate, like depends on the content and your copy and your offer, of course. But it's worked like pretty well for us. So I would definitely recommend checking it out. And then another tool, or I guess any questions?
I wanted to ask you, do you use AI to write your emails? And also, can you tell everybody, like, explain a little bit about warming up a lead and why you would need to do that and how, like, a little bit more about why for this part? For
people
who haven't done it before.
Yeah, great point. So for emails, I do use Lavender, just to kind of understand like the accuracy of my email and how personalized it is. I don't personally use like a tool that automatically responds to emails for me. So that's, I think eventually probably something I would look at, but right now I still, type out the vast majority of my emails. And then with Instantly, what's cool is basically when it comes to cold email or cold outreach, you need to warm up domains, and warming up domains means like, okay, they aren't just right off the bat sending a bunch of emails. They're like, you know, basically, age. So they've been, you know, sending emails for some time and receiving emails for some time. And they, you know, aren't just like immediately sending a bunch of emails right off the bat. And so Instantly does a good job of understanding how to warm up your emails and then also how to, judge like the health of your email domain, which is pretty cool. And then it centralizes all your emails in one inbox from your outbound campaign, which is pretty cool. And you've got really straightforward analytics, which I love. And it just like enables you to, I think, start an outbound approach a lot more efficiently compared to like having to set up all these emails yourself. So it's been useful for us. You know, but I mean, outbound is not, I would say, like, not the best strategy, but, you know, it's worked. So definitely worth checking out. And then Hyperize is like probably one that a lot of people haven't heard of. It's really more so around personalization in terms of, this, but in terms of like personalizing all of your messaging. So like, for example, Hyperize enables you to personalize this image, enables you to, you know, personalize any connection requests. Like it's pretty crazy, like the amount of personalization that Hyperize can have. So it's pretty cool. Like when you get an email or message in your inbox and it has, you know, your name on it like that, the open rate and conversion rate is usually quite a bit higher. And it's pretty neat too, because you can not only personalize images, but you can personalize like LinkedIn outreach, email, and you can also personalize like your website without like having to recode it, which is cool. As well as marketing videos. So like, I guess you won't be able to hear this, but it's saying like my name, which is pretty cool, in that video. And so it's, a lot about personalization and using AI to personalize, you know, your outreach or your customer interaction at scale. I think in today's world, like personalization is such a key to conversion that it's worked wonders for us. Like, so, you know, you could do it on a webinar with, onboarding, you know, video sales. Like there's so many ways to use personalization. And I think it's a great, like both marketing and, sales tactic. So it's, and on your website too, you can use it too, which is pretty crazy. So like, you can personalize the call to action on our website, and integrate with, you know, pretty much any CMS or e-com type of site that you might be working with. And so those are kind of the main tools that we've used at Caffeinated from an AI perspective to grow. Does anyone have any questions on Hyperize that I can answer? Or I can.
Any questions?
Yeah, I could ask, are you using, just the contact data out of Apollo to personalize, or any other sources of data with which to personalize?
Yeah. So what's cool about Apollo is you get so much information on a business, right? Like their location, their team size, like estimated revenue, like you get so much information. And so like one of the things that I've found like kind of quirky, but works is like just looking up, like using, auto GPT to look up like best pizza restaurant in like the city that they're in. And I kind of include that in the email of like, hey, like, by the way, have you been to, you know, insert pizza restaurant? And, you know, it just makes it even more personalized. And they might be like, oh, I haven't been there, but I always want to try it or whatever it may be. So I feel like honestly, in general, like the more personalized you can make it, and, you know, it's pretty easy to make things personalized with AI right now, the better your conversion rate's going to be. So with Apollo, you know, we get the leads from Apollo and then we use, Never Bounce, which is basically just like verifying that the emails are legit. And you know, it's pretty cheap, like their pricing. I think it's like, it's like $80 for 10,000 emails. There's a lot of solutions like Never Bounce. Never Bounce is actually acquired by ZoomInfo, which is, really like ZoomInfo is a competitor to Apollo, actually. So pretty interesting tool, but the way that we go about it is, you know, basically figuring out a target through Apollo, whether it be like for us, like a head of customer support or, you know, COO type of title. And then, you know, revenue size, most businesses we target are like 5 to 100 million revenue. Mostly SaaS or e-commerce or, insurance or fintech businesses. And, you know, then we create campaigns and try to personalize them as much as possible. So these are kind of the main tools that we use from a, sales and marketing strategy. And, yeah, Byword has been pretty cool to work with too. And then from a support, you know, side, Caffeinated is obviously what we use on Zendesk. I can pull it up, you know, real quick, but this is like your Zendesk dashboard. It's very similar to like Intercom or, Freshdesk or, you know, whatever support system you may use. And we just train our AI based on how you've previously answered tickets to pre-fill responses like this. So you can come in, you can add, you know, rules to your AI, and you can, you know, basically enable your reps to, when they have a ticket, to just open the ticket and the response is pre-filled with AI, which is pretty cool. And so you can summarize long tickets. You can take notes on phone calls with AI, which is pretty cool. You can understand like sediment and NPS scores. And we're constantly updating this, but the way that it works, like the back end, just to kind of give you, I guess, some infrastructure insight is number one, we pull kind of your support rules from your knowledge center to understand like, okay, what is your refund policy? What is your, cancellation policy, whatever it may be. And then we train your AI based on your support rules. So it generates a very accurate response, based on, you know, how your support rep would respond. We don't ever, respond on your rep's behalf. Like we're not a bot. We're just trying to empower your rep to be a lot more efficient. And most businesses have been able to see their reps handle three times as many tickets in the same amount of time, which is pretty cool. And our goal eventually is to actually enable AI to perform the support function. So instead of having your customer service rep have to go into, you know, Shopify or Magento or, you know, whatever you use to manage orders, you know, the AI could actually, you know, refund or cancel or handle a return, or, you know, whatever support function or task needs to be performed. That's, what our AI handles. So then, you know, pretty amazing working on this. And, we've been working across so many different industries, which has been, pretty cool. I wish we were just focused on like one niche, but we have customers in like e-commerce and SaaS and fintech and insurance, and it's just all across the board. Most of our growth has stemmed from like inbound, you know, so we started using Byword. We use Instantly and Lavender and, you know, really as much AI driven software as we can. And it's worked out for us, you know, we're growing quite a bit. And I think really like AI right now, I think a lot of people are nervous of, is AI going to like, you know, replace me? And I think the right way to tell your team and kind of address this to your team is AI is going to enable each team member to be even more powerful, to have real superpowers to just perform at an even higher output. Because I think there is, you know, a lot of team members that are a bit nervous and scared by AI. And I think kind of the key approach that we've found is just enabling team members to be way more efficient with the way that they work. And I believe that's the way that we found a lot of success pitching AI and using AI in our business. So I'm curious, you know, what are some ways that you've been using AI in your business? Would, you know, love to hear how people are currently using AI and if they've heard of these tools before.
Nathan, we've been having a crack with Apollo and Tripify and Lemlist. I know with Caffeinated, you don't use AI to actually reply. Have you looked at, you know, reply.io or any of those cold email outbounds that are trying to use AI to actually manage the responses that come in via email?
Yeah, I mean, so we haven't looked at reply.io exactly, but I think there's definitely a lot of strong approaches to using AI to, you know, optimize your response and just, you know, automate boring tasks like they, you know, say on their website. I'm curious, how have you used it?
Look, we haven't used the AI side mm-hmm. that's come out. We've used the platforms, but not the message response that's, you know, recent via AI. I was just going to say, I'll put my camera on, but I've got COVID and I'm in my pajamas.
Oh, it's all good. I don't know. I think like for example, with Lavender, I think they aren't necessarily like writing the response for the reps. They're just kind of giving a grade and helping the reps, the sales reps, you know, improve their response. I think like for AI to be very specific to your business, it needs to be trained on your either previous emails or, your knowledge center. And so like, you know, with Caffeinated, we like when we were just using, you know, GPT-3, when I built this at Sourcify, we like literally just, you know, the responses were good, but they weren't great because there wasn't enough context for the AI to go out off of, right? And I think when it comes to accuracy and comes to like really generating amazing responses with AI, you know, the AI needs to have as much context and data as possible. And that's where, you know, you've heard of prompt engineering and fine tuning and all that. And that's where that, you know, methodology comes in. But at the end of the day, like, I think, it's just a matter of time before like AI becomes more and more accurate. Like I know, like OpenAI is releasing, they're releasing like a business plugin for like trained off of your website. It just came out in TechCrunch. Yeah. So they're about to have a business plan for ChatGPT, which basically would enable them to train a kind of, you know, widget or bot, if you will, based on your website, you know, for enterprise customers. And so it's going to be called, you know, ChatGPT Business, and it's for professionals who need more control over their data, as well as enterprises, you know, seeking to manage their end users. So, I think it's going to become basically a plugin for any business to have like a chat driven, knowledge center about their business, which is pretty cool.
I just, chatted chatbase.co, which just uses this, standard GPT AI, API, I think, where pretty easy to just create an account, put in your domain, and it trains itself on your website. And then you can, you know, iframe a chat window. Into your site that, you know, will answer questions based on your site content.
Yeah. This is awesome. Yeah. I've seen this one and I think it's great too. But I think what OpenAI is doing natively, you know, might make, chat base kind of obsolete.
Yeah. That's one of the things that we've talked about a lot, because there's so many little tools to do little things. And I think ChatGPT, OpenAI, they're going to cannibalize like a lot of these tools that are built on them, because they're going to be able to do it inherently. And I feel like we're going to get down to where it's a few big, you know, learning language models that will the majority of the functions. And we're going to get it to where we could just speak it and it'll create something for us. Amazing. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, honestly, I think the best use case for AI has been like these, you know, businesses that already have distribution, whether it be HubSpot or Notion or ClickUp, and they can, you know, really simply add AI to their tool set and just, you know, basically enable, their customers to have like AI within their product at the click of a button, which is amazing. So I think like that's definitely a huge key. I think there's going to be some big wins in AI when it's really focused on a specific data set. Like, you know, the reason I have conviction with what we're doing at Caffeinated is, you know, OpenAI isn't going to go, you know, plug your Zendesk in with your Shopify and perform support functions for you on your behalf like that. You know, there's definitely a lot that you can, that can be used with AI around specific data, right? Like one of my friends here, in Salt Lake City started, Pathology Watch, and it's AI for pathology to detect, you know, cancer earlier than a doctor can. And it's just amazing what they're able to do with AI and, you know, just detecting cancer at an earlier stage than even a doctor could, which is pretty amazing. And so I think there's some really incredible use cases around specific sets of data. But yeah, I mean, the whole industry is moving so quickly. It's pretty crazy. I mean, I don't know if, you know, everyone here has played around with like auto GPT, but it's pretty incredible. Like basically it's AI that can interact with itself online. And so you can literally have it, you know, perform, any sort of research, any support, any kind of, search function that you might want to have. It's pretty, pretty amazing. So I'd highly recommend checking it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. One of the things that has been discussed about AutoGPT is its ability to have people insert prompts into it in a nefarious way. And if you have it tied into any of your systems, that people who can figure out how to talk AI into doing some nefarious work, then it can go in and, you know, do its own virus type damaged systems.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Like, I think the measure of security you need to have now to fight against some of this AI fraud and whatnot that's coming out, you know, you really have to be mindful and, have, you know, high security regulations with your team. But yeah, the industry is moving so quickly, and I feel like every week there's something like, you know, AutoGPT that's coming out that's just like mind blowing. But you know, that's mostly what I wanted to talk about, in terms of how I've used AI to help my businesses and what we're doing at Caffeinated CX. You know, I'll drop my email in the chat too, but happy to answer any, you know, questions about AI and, you know, just curious to have like an open conversation, because, you know, maybe there's tools that I'm not aware of that people are using that, you know, have been really beneficial. Like I haven't played around with reply.io yet, and definitely looks really cool.
Yeah, I have to take a look at that one too.
I have a question. I mean, there are thousands of tools that we could look at, right? But I think it's important, because you were showing us 4 or 5 tools that you that have helped your team the most. Okay, so how many people are on your team, and how do you keep it organized using all the different apps?
Yeah, I mean,
when there's new ones and you're using multiple places, like, to me, that's the big question right now, because it's not all integrated. So
that's my question. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, for example, Instantly, or like Apollo to Instantly, we have to download the, you know, CSV kind of Excel file and then re-upload it into Instantly. So it's not, you know, super one click of the button, right? And then to set up the domains and emails on Instantly, like, there's definitely some like kind of front end work that you have to do there. But I mean, I think the beauty of AI is your team can do so much more than it could before, right? Sure. And so like at Caffeinated, we're a very lean team, you know, we're 5 people. And so we're very lean, but, you know, we're doing a lot with the size of our team. At Sourcify, we were about 50 people. Like, our support team was, you know, 17 in the Philippines that, you know, were contract based. But, it's like, I mean, I think in today's climate, you can do so much more with a small team, which has made business so interesting, right? Because like before Byword, as an example, I would go, you know, spend $10,000 a month on an SEO agency and have them, you know, craft this strategy for me. Whereas like Byword is basically doing like, I don't know, 80% of the work that an agency would do. And then, you know, to kind of further improve the articles, I have someone, you know, doing interlinking amongst the articles, you know, linking to external websites too, and just making it, you know, as legit as possible in terms of these articles, and also feeding it through like AI detection, services. Like, there's Hugging Face where you can detect like what's the likelihood of an article being written by AI. I mean, there's a lot of tools that can enable you to really detect like, okay, what's the likelihood of this article being written by AI. And so I think the way that I continue to look at AI is just like, you're going to be able to do so much more with your team using AI. And like, I think kind of your question is about like, well, is there like a one size fits all tool? And I think like, honestly, it depends on your team, right? Like, even like HubSpot launched this tool called Smart CRM, which I guess is now chatspot.ai, and you can literally like chat with your CRM, which is pretty cool. So if you want to like update a lead, if you want to like, you know, add a lead, like, you can chat with your CRM, which is cool, because before this, like, you'd have to manually go into HubSpot, add their email, you know, update the deal or whatever it may be. And so HubSpot's doing a lot of cool things with AI. You know, I'm sure Salesforce and the others will follow, but it's like, it's interesting because now things are really like chat driven with AI. And like, I think, you know, Nicole mentioned eventually it'll be voice driven too, of like you know, it'll be talking like, you know, hey, add Nicole to my CRM and, you know, put her as, you know, this lead status or whatever it may be. And, it's just a matter of time before, they can work like that.
Sounds like there's going to be a whole new sort of job title of like AI management within companies, right? Like what tools you're using, keeping up with them and all of that, right? Because we're doing the same thing, it sounds like, as your group is doing. We are real lean too. We use all these tools. We use the same, we say the same thing too. Like the AI gets you about 80% of the way. We read through it again. We add the links. We do all the things exactly the same. Because it does make everything so much faster. We're able to do, you know, 5 to 7 blogs a week, just depends on how much, and like instant posts and like things that normally would have taken you or cost you a lot of money in no time. So it's pretty amazing. It is.
And I think this is literally just like the first inning, which is crazy too. Like, you know, most businesses just started using AI like within the past, you know, 6 months or a year. Like, I mean, Nicole's been in this space for way longer than I have. And, you know, she's, I assume Nicole, you're just blown away by the progress the past, you know, 6 months. It's like insane.
It has. It's been the last 6 months have been crazy, and I can't even imagine where it's going to be in a year. I'm speaking to some EO chapters in the fall. I honestly, I don't know what I'm going to talk about because by September, things will start to change. And I can tell you about the history of it, and it's accelerated so, so fast, so fast. We have a question from Alejandro, and he is asking if these tools have Spanish capabilities.
So Caffeinated, we do have Spanish capabilities. So Caffeinated CX, we do support in Spanish, Portuguese, Finnish, Swedish, and we can add more languages pretty quickly. The other ones I'm not sure about. I mean, I think Instantly would. I don't know about the other ones per se. Like I would assume there's got to be like kind of like a Jasper or some sort of tool like that for Spanish as well, right? That's just kind of my gut feeling, but I don't know. You know, we don't specifically target markets that speak Spanish, but you know, business is so global right now. We at Caffeinated have customers literally in like 6 countries, and yeah, it's like we support, you know, those 5 languages. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, customer support Spanish would be huge.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll contact you just to see what you can show us, what you can do for us. So that would be fantastic. I'll give you a call.
Yeah, happy to help. I'm curious, have you seen like writing tools in Spanish that are like Jasper or like Byword or anything like that? Or
not really. I'm really kind of new to this. What I do is just we have a core banking system for Latin America, so everything's in Spanish. So that's the reason that I'm asking if there's Spanish capabilities to implement tools like this to improve our customer service. It's providing service to our customers, which are banks, is kind of complex and takes a lot of time. So I'll give you a buzz and see if we can do something.
Yeah. I know that like Andrea said in the chat, like ChatGPT works with Spanish and a lot of languages. I just don't know if like these tools, you know, like Lavender work with Spanish too or whatnot.
But if yours does, you could learn from his database, right? With Caffeinated, you could learn from his database to be able to serve the customers better.
Yeah, we could.
Okay. Yeah. I'll contact you. I guess you wrote your
Yeah, I'll put it in the chat real quick. And yeah, you know, feel free to reach out if anyone has any cool tools as well that they're working with. Like, I mean, I'm just like every day looking at TechCrunch and seeing something new. And it's just like so exciting to see the whole space progress so fast. And I mean, I think too, like I listened to the All In podcast, which is with, you know, some pretty well-known like Silicon Valley based investors like Chamath and David Sachs and Jason Calacanis. And, you know, what they say with AI is that, you know, the kind of future of large tech companies doesn't necessarily mean that you have like a large team, right? It just means that you are very efficient and effective. And like to rebuild, let's say, a HubSpot or rebuild, you know, one of these big tech companies is not going to take the amount of engineers and same amount of team members as it used to, because your team members are just going to be able to be 10 more and effective as before. And so I feel like really the future of, companies and businesses in general, just, you know, enabling your team to be a lot more efficient and have, you know, stronger output, which is, I think, pretty exciting times ahead.
Yeah, I agree. So we just had another question too about if there's a list of the AI tools that we're using, and we do have a Google Doc and we'll add these ones to it and share it out to you. And Saxon just posted there's an AI for that. And there is an AI for, I don't know, there's more than 2,000 different AIs on there.
Yeah.
And we try to make it really simple. So like the ones that you showed, you use them every day. And we kind of do the same thing where we just have a few, like a handful of them, because there are so many and there's new ones we find out about every day. I was going to ask you, and you just said TechCrunch and All In. I was going to ask you where you find the information about the ones that you're looking at. Cause if we look at these, like there's an AI for that. There's just so many being uploaded.
Yeah. One that I follow pretty closely, on Twitter called Mr. Prompt. I'll send the Twitter link in the chat. But he has a newsletter called Prompt Daily that I like. And it's just, you know, really cool AI tools, and he's got a great audience. I mean, he's got, you know, 260,000 followers on Twitter, and his newsletter is great. So that's the one that I keep a close eye on. But I mean, yeah, there's an AI for that is a great website too. There's so many different resources right now, which is good and bad, because sometimes, you know, you get a little overwhelmed by all the resources, right?
Yeah, that's why I like our little WhatsApp groups, because people are sharing what they're up to also. And it's from a practical, you know, this is what we're using standpoint.
Yeah.
Because we're also using one called Pictory, like picture, but Pictory. And we use that for video.
And
you can drop a blog post in it, and it gives you little snippets and makes a video. You can drop a video in it and do edits. It was so fast. We have a cinematographer on our team, and what would normally take her 4 hours to edit took her 30 minutes the first time she tried.
Wow.
So
how do you spell Pictory?
P-I-C-T-O-R-Y. And we'll put that link in the doc that we'll send to everybody too. But that one was super fun to play with.
Yeah.
Picture. And Lynn, we'll post, I'll send you the link with the doc with everything in it. We've been taking notes. And we keep a Google Doc going and update it with different links to different things that we're using. And if we stop using something, we'll take it off, because some things are getting better and some new things will replace. I'd like to use as few tools as possible. And there's going to be mass consolidation, which, I mean, that might not happen for a year or so, 2 years. But right now, there's so many to use. And, of course, ChatGPT. Yeah. Like, I always have a tab with ChatGPT open.
Right. Well, I think what's interesting, too, about consolidation is, like, right now, there's a few companies that are pretty well capitalized, like Jasper. You know, they've raised $20 million, and they've made like a few smaller acquisitions in the space. And so there definitely will be some consolidation around different, you know, AI-driven tools. But I think it's just so early that, you know, so many people are chasing this type of angle, which is awesome to see. Just makes it a little hard to pick the best product to use.
It does. And we have a blog at aismartmarketing.com, and we post our 5 favorite tools every week.
Oh, that's awesome. Office.
And we test them and use them. And so from different perspectives of a graphic designer, videographer, and like me, business owner, and we each choose our favorite tools that we're using.
That's amazing. That is cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. I will post. And we, I don't know about how your training, I guess the question was about your team. We do AI for marketing courses. So we have an agency, but then people were just like, this is too much for me. Mm-hmm. And we want to have AI in the team. So we will supplement a team a lot of the times, but we started training again. And the last time we did this much training was when social media started, like 13 mm-hmm. years ago.
Wow.
We were doing training. Yeah. Inside of companies. And so now we started doing it again for AI because we've been using it for so long. And
the one thing I would say about that too is like, if you're judging if a tool is like right for you or not, like I think right now, especially with software and with AI, like that kind of aha moment or time to value is what it's called in software companies should be like near immediate with AI in particular. Like if you can't see value from, you know, the AI that you're being sold like right away, then, you know, it's probably you might learn it and then all of a sudden something new is going to come out that's even better. And then you're going to be stuck with this, you know, quote unquote old tool. And so I would just, you know, be cautious, like Nicole is saying, of like, you know, when you go to use and onboard a new tool with your team, like the time to value should be very quick.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, one of the things that they have to get really good at that can take some time is just being good at prompting, and understanding what a good input and output is, because like you showed the tool for doing the blog posts, and I appreciate it because it has the SEO tied into it. And if you don't really know your keywords and don't really know what people are searching to find you, you could create a bunch of posts, but then it's kind of a waste. And so in our courses, we found out most people who are executing marketing at a company and content don't know their keywords and don't know the correct ones. And so you've got to make sure you have that a good source of truth for all the information that you're using. And we had Jen come up earlier this week that was, what's the best AI I should use, or how can I best use AI? And Nathan, like you were saying, it depends on what you're good at.
Right.
It's going to make you better at whatever you're good at. So the guy who asked me was a programmer, and I said, yours is like, he uses it for writing code and bug checking.
Right.
And my husband's an iOS developer. He uses that same thing for like making little bits of code and also checking for bugs. The checking for bugs has been their biggest time saver, because you forget like a semicolon somewhere and it's a big deal, you know? So that's their best use of it. And everybody has a different, like whatever your superpower is, this can add to it.
Totally. Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, even like in customer service, like one little thing that we do is like tagging, like auto tagging different tickets, you know, based on, you know, that business of what kind of tags they have set up to bring attention to the ticket. If it's, you know, a higher level of support that's needed or whatever it may be. But yeah, I think you really have to focus on like, how can AI superpower you and your skill set?
Yeah. Because everybody can benefit from it. What's your favorite personal use of AI? Like, what have you done that's not business?
It's a good question. Let's see. I mean, maybe just kind of those headshot type of tools, right? Which is kind of still a little business related, but I don't know. I didn't think the headshot tools were like that great yet. You know, they were good, but it wasn't like, I'm not going to change my like, you know, photo on LinkedIn or anything like based on the AI generated headshot, but it was fun to play around with, you know, like, that was kind of cool. Like, I don't know. There's so many of them, honestly. It's pretty crazy. I mean, but there was that one, AI tool, I'm blanking on the name, that just went so viral, where it was like generating like images of people in different outfits, and like people were posting it across their Instagrams and everything. And it was,
yeah, there's My History, and there was an app that
it's like four letters. What was it?
Yeah, that's the one that I'm blanking on the name.
Yeah.
It like went viral for quite some time. And I heard like that, you know, people that were paying for it, like they were making, you know, so much money during the time that it was going viral. But,
yeah, like $10 million in 2 months or something.
Yeah. So, you know, but it's, goes to show, I think a lot of these AI businesses, they have like quick wins. And then, you know, either the trend moves on or new AI technology is released. And I think you really just have to, either work with a company that you know is going to continue to update their model and improve their integrations, or, you know, just be willing to migrate and don't get yourself locked into like a long, you know, annual contract with these AI companies.
Yeah.
I was just playing one today called Emulate Me, and it's just like a really simple, like make your own avatar where you upload a photo and then you get 200 characters to feed it. You record your voice. They give you like a paragraph to read. So it knows
you should share it.
It's pretty bad.
it's so bad. It was.
Hold on. I'll share it.
I did one too. They were so bad.
Let's see. Oh wait, that's Katie's. Hold on.
I did Headshot Pro too. So I have all these not quite me pictures. it's funny looking at them. It's like, oh, I could be that person. I could wear that jacket or that shirt, you know?
The funny part is, like, if you don't know the person, it might be okay, right?
Right, yeah.
You know them, you're like, no, that's not quite right.
Why I had my husband look at it, and I had some of my team look at it. I'm like, okay, if I put this on my LinkedIn, would you be surprised if I showed up? If I put this other picture? You know, how off is it? And there's some with the hand that isn't even a hand, and... you know, or the tiny hand.
Yeah. And this was like a side profile picture. So it like made up the rest of my face, which is why the face shape is really strange. So anyway, here's what happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
AI is changing business. Now is the time to adapt or get left behind. Our 10-week course covers AI tools and how to use them. Get faster and more productive as you learn to leverage AI for marketing.
Still pretty cool though, right? Yeah, took me like 2 minutes. Cool. Like, I mean,
that's awesome.
I mean, I'm sure like it'll get better. Like the eyes, everything else is pretty good. Just like, you know,
yeah.
Because it was like a this way picture. It was, you know, but
that's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, lots of fun things to get distracted by, but you know, it's also fun. So you need that creativity, or at least I need the creativity part to get me motivated in the other stuff sometimes. So
totally.
Yeah. Something we've used it for too is itineraries for travel. And then meals. So we were in Seattle at an Airbnb, and it was a friend's house, and they had some food in the fridge. Like, oh, you can eat whatever you want. And there's like an eggplant and some peppers and just some random ingredients. So I put them all into ChatGPT and asked for recipes, and it gave us some good recipes.
Wow. That's awesome. That is cool.
Yeah. We've also done the meal plans of like, hey, it's this many calories a day, 3 meals a day, no snacks, vegan, gluten-free, and then it would give me the meals and do a meal plan for me, and then it can create a shopping list too. And I could do it for one person or two people, and it's kind of glitches out sometimes around day 3. Sometimes it gets to day 4, but you know, it's just, I like to use it for my personal, whatever random things I'm thinking about. Oh, Andrea posted an Emulate Me link. So if anybody wants to play with that, those are the sort of things that I think are going to get a lot better. In our AI smart marketing blog, we do videos for every post. So we play with different video technology, and there's a AI video app that's built into Canva that you can use. And it'll be the talking head, and it will take, like, you can put in a bunch of text that's kind of the intro to a blog post. So we use it for that. And there's, what's the other one that Katie was using? anyways, you can see some different video, the results of it in the blog, and we have AI generated blog and we're changing the prompts and stuff. And so we're keeping this as like a historical record of like evolution of AI and tools and stuff.
That's cool.
So we know it's not perfect and it's fun to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Jen is the other one. I could show you what that looks like. So here's a sample of one of our blogs where we do a AI generated image, AI generated blog, everything AI generated.
Except for the links.
Yeah, except the links.
Voice search is revolutionizing the way we interact with technology, and artificial intelligence, AI, is at the heart of this transformation. As voice search becomes increasingly popular, marketers need to adapt their strategies to optimize their content for this new search format. In this article, we'll dive into the role AI plays in voice search optimization, explore natural language processing, NLP, and offer tips for marketers to capitalize on this trend.
And the Canva one is a little more simple.
Yeah, the Canva one is cool.
But it's also really easy because so many people are using Canva already. So it's like makes it easy for them to adopt that. So this is the Canva one.
Email marketing remains a vital component of a successful digital marketing strategy. With the advent of artificial intelligence, AI, email marketing has become more efficient, personalized, and targeted than ever before. In today's article, we'll explore how AI can help you craft the perfect subject line, segment your audience, and identify the optimal time to send your...
So, I mean, the AI is feeding you a blog, it's feeding you images, it's feeding you videos, it's doing your social for you, like all of these things. Use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for setting this up and putting this together. And, you know, it was such a pleasure to discuss AI and how we're using it at Caffeinated and, you know, really just excited to keep a pulse on the whole industry and continue to improve customer service teams.
Yeah, I think it's amazing what you're doing with Caffeinated. I think it's so cool, and it's going to absolutely change everything in customer service. I mean, when chat first came to customer service, we implemented it with Zendesk back in the day, and we went from 6 customer service agents down to 1 just by offering online chat. So I think this is another, like, this is going to, like, what did you say, this 10 times the output of your customer service teams?
Yeah, so right now we see at least 3 times the number of tickets that are able to be answered in the same given period. We see bounce times and we see higher satisfaction. So the main kind of components that we look at are response times, satisfaction scores, and full resolution times.
Excellent. Yeah, and okay, so if you make someone 3 times more productive, I mean, it's so worth it.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. It's been fun too. I mean, I think for creators, it's fun because it makes creating, you know, easier. I think some creators are a little, maybe a little frustrated because it's not really as kind of crafty as they used to be in some sense. But, you know, I think for customer service where, you know, a customer service rep job can be really hiring or really hard and tiring, and, AI just makes their lives so much easier.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. Thanks, Nathan. We'll keep in touch and we'll send out the replay of this so you'll get it too. And we'll send a nice link or a link list. We'll have a link to a Google Doc that has all of the things, the tools that we've talked about today, including the link to Caffeinated. And I just want to say, like, Y Combinator, for anybody who doesn't know, it is like the Olympic accelerators to get into. And so, I mean, just kind of slipping that in there, that was being very modest. It's not an easy program to get into. It's harder to get into than Harvard. Y Combinator is, their acceptance rate is so low. So you must have something so good and, you know, be a quietly brilliant human over there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And about YC too, you know, happy to answer. My last, so Sourcify went through YC in 2018 and it was game changing for our business and just pushed us to think bigger and really enabled us to have focus and move fast and build a great product. So, you know, definitely recommend it for, you know, people that have like tech oriented startups. It's really just a great, great accelerant.
Yeah, and I'm sure now you can do things like caffeinated a lot faster and like have that same, you know, mentality and network and everything like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like fangirl of that. I think it's so cool that you did that. I know it's a hard thing to go through too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, thank you. And I appreciate everyone tuning in and always here to answer any questions. So thank you all again and have a great rest of your evening.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
I'm going to stop the record.
Recording stopped. Yeah.